When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Personal Power by Keith J. Thomas, published in 1917. How many people fail in life only because they are obsessed with a fear of failure? They so fill their minds with the thought of failing that they approach every task as if it were an impossibility. They start with the idea that perfect success, for some reason, is denied to them, that they are unlucky as compared with those fortunate ones who seem to turn to gold everything they touch. Someone said to me once, "I would rather start in a humble way and work up gradually than start big and come down in the world." But the people who are afraid to start big never achieve greatness. They are the very people who do come down in the world. They are so full of the idea of coming down that all thought of progress is crushed out of their minds. If they would only fix their thoughts on big things and success and be determined to move forward instead of dreading to go backward, they would lose their fear of failure, and they would get so used to the thought of success that achievement would become natural to them. Life is a big thing, and your mind is a big thing. There ought to be nothing mean or small in your thoughts. Your imagination is bounded only by the measureless space of the universe. After all, you can comprehend the heavens stretching away to the uttermost bounds of the horizon, can't you? You should therefore not confine your thoughts to the measure of small streets. Ultimately, we all hope to be able to grasp the meaning of eternity. Our thoughts should thus naturally occupy themselves with the greatness and majesty of life, rather than with the smallness of the things which are purely of human creation. Look at the sea, rolling far beyond the range of your vision. See the mountains, so high that they are lost in the clouds. Think of the power of the sea and the strength of the mountains, and tell yourself that your mind is wider and more powerful than the sea, and that its strength is greater than the mountains. The Eternal Mind created the sea and the mountains, and your mind can project itself far away to the uttermost confines of the sea and beyond the limits of the world itself. Is such a mind to be terrified by petty difficulties and unreasonable fears? Of course not. There is never any complete failure in nature. When the crops fail one year, they are plentiful the next. If the plant has nourishment, it flourishes. Given the right environment and the right nutriment, there is corresponding growth. Take away air and water from a flower, and it withers and dies. Take away enthusiasm, activity, and determination from your mind, and wrap it up in pessimism and despair, and it will cramp your whole existence and kill all your powers of achievement. Get into your mind the thought that you are greater than your environment, and you will become greater. Do not let your fears master you. Your success thoughts will master your actions just as surely, and will crowd out your self-distrust and your morbid dread. People who are given to worry would do well to make a point of repeating to themselves every day the utterance of the sage who said, "I am an old man, and I have seen many troubles, but most of them never happened." If we are constantly looking for danger and disappointment, we have so much the less time to look for success. Failure and fear are negative qualities of the mind, and they cause a negative attitude which expresses itself in inaction. Hope, on the other hand, is a positive mental force that produces a corresponding physical action. It is well to remember always that every physical effect has a mental cause, and that our actions, which are often unconscious, are the direct outcome of our mental state. Exercise your mind with positive thoughts and exclude all others. It is not enough, for instance, to determine not to be indolent. Map out a course of action and plunge into it. Feed your mind on the contemplation of great deeds, and you will fit yourself for great things. Get into the company of people who are active. Among certain business people, it is an axiom, never to associate with life's failures. This is because we are imitative beings. We assimilate habits of thought, as well as physical habits, from our associates. The person who has failed and is still a failure imbues you with their failure thoughts and acts as a drag upon your enthusiasm. It is often difficult enough to shut worry and fear out of your mind at the best of times. It is impossible if you associate with those who never attempt to do so. To mix with successful people is not only a sure help to filling your mind with success thoughts, but it is a very real help, inasmuch as such people regard difficulties as tests of their ability, and not, like the unsuccessful, as the cause of a downfall. It is not always possible at first to make friends with very busy, successful people. However, it is possible as we progress in life, provided we make up our minds to do so. There is actually a society of successful people, which is within the reach of us all. They stand, so to speak, in the anteroom of the chamber, that is, peopled by those who will be our actual friends in the days to come. These are the great people of the world whose company we can have in our homes any time we desire it. They live in books and tell us of the work they did, the dangers and difficulties they overcame, and how, in spite of everything, the forces of their minds triumphed over all obstacles and brought them to the fulfillment of their ambitions. Read the lives of Oliver Cromwell and Napoleon. You will be struck most of all with the iron resolution that would let nothing stand in the way of their plans. Nothing could daunt them. Nothing could make them turn aside from the goal they had set before themselves in their thoughts. There was no fear of failure. There were no doubts that the object desired could be attained. They knew that they could succeed, and therein lay the secret of their success. All their achievements were due to the power of their minds, not to any fortuitous circumstances. Napoleon created his victory in his mind before he won them. Had he allowed his mind to dwell on chances of defeat, he would never have achieved his victories. When he failed, it was because others were incapable of measuring up to his standards, and of carrying out the gigantic tasks which he set down for them. The moral to learn is that we should not let our ambitions overreach themselves. It can never be that great thoughts and great attempts are undesirable simply because they are perilous. Cromwell did not overreach himself like Napoleon. He refused the crown, putting a curb on his own ambition, and retaining the full measure of his success to the end of his days. It is far better to fail grandly than to be content to remain a mediocrity. The mental effort of attempting something great is in itself a help towards greatness. You may fail at your big work, but you will profit by what you do, and you will gain strength and knowledge, which will pull you through the next time. Do not admit that you have failed or can fail. The non-attainment of your goal at one particular difficult moment does not shut you out from it forever. What you call failures are but pauses on the road to success, ones that enable you to take breathing space and find out what your weaknesses and difficulties are. The people who accept them as defeats are the quitters who call themselves unlucky. The wise person profits by their misfortunes, turns them to account, and then marches straight on to success. Do not assume that you will be less efficient or less prosperous tomorrow than you are today. Make yourself yet more capable and fit yourself for greater deeds.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.